If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Fallout London is finally out. Video game voice actors are on strike over AI protections, and small-scale publisher Humble Games has been abruptly shut down. Here is the news for Sunday, 28th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
5 years on from its initial announcement, the fan-made Fallout London mod is finally here, as in it's available right now. Despite some delays due to the surprise Fallout 4 next-gen update earlier this year, these hardcore, determined, dedicated fans have managed to succeed in creating their vision for a London-based Fallout, and it looks fantastic. But before you get too excited, just know that getting your hands on this mod is the simplest task.
First off, you'll need to own a copy of Fallout 4 bought either on Steam or GOG, as well as every piece of DLC that's been released, and of course, the mod itself. And unfortunately, thanks to the surprise update we mentioned earlier, you'll need to downgrade your Steam copy of Fallout 4 so that it's compatible with the London mod. If you own it on GOG, it's already set up to go, but if you bought it on Steam, you're going to need some step-by-step instructions, which we'll link in the show notes. It's a bit glitchy, but hey, that means it's a legit Fallout game. But the modders are working like mad to fix bugs so you can enjoy life alongside the Thames. Good luck and God save the Ghoul Queen. For the first time in 7 years, video game actors are on strike. The Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of Television and Radio Artists Union have walked out after 21 months of failed negotiations with major publishers over wages, safety, and of course, the ongoing threat of AI tools.
In the firing line are some really big dogs of the industry, like publishers EA, Activision, Blizzard, Take-Two, Epic and Insomniac, as well as major voice acting studio Formosa Interactive. According to Audrey Cooling, who is representing the companies, common ground has been found on 24 of the 25 major issues that have been raised. The final issue yet to be agreed on, according to SAG-AFTRA chief negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland, is for the fair compensation and the right of informed consent for the AI use of faces, voices, and bodies, which makes a lot of sense. Given just this week, it's been reported that Activision Blizzard and Riot are going all in on AI for some upcoming projects.
Meanwhile, developers from two Microsoft-owned studios have successfully unionized. Devs at both Bethesda and Blizzard have joined the Communications Workers of America, or CWA, with over 700 members joining across the two studios. The CWA said that unlike some department-specific unions commonly used in the industry, this is a wall-to-wall union covering artists, engineers, programmers, and designers, and it's the first of its kind for a Microsoft studio.
To the members of those recently formed unions, we say congratulations, well fought.
And to all those striking, we say good luck and hold strong.
After much annoyance and frustration from Apex Legends fans, Respawn has said they're going to make some changes to the new Battle Pass tiers. The company announced a couple of weeks ago that the seasons would be split into two smaller ones, and players would have to pay real money for each pass. But now, after justified anger, Respawn said that players will be able to purchase the premium track with in-game currency from September 17. The only other change was that from August 6, when Season 22 launches, until that September date, players can complete in-game challenges to get a premium pass.
Otherwise, that's it. The team is still keeping to their smaller seasons and their four tiers of Free, Premium, Ultimate, and Ultimate Plus. Respawn posted on X saying that they recognise that they could have handled it better and that's on them. They've promised that going forward, they will be more timely and transparent in communication with their fans, but it'll be interesting to see how these smaller changes go over with the players. Speaking of game developers and recent changes, Microsoft has hit back at the FTC over its criticism of the recent Game Pass price hike. Microsoft responded with their own letter to the US Ninth Circuit Court, arguing that the new cheapest Game Pass tier is actually a better deal for players, despite the $3 per month increase, because the tier now allows online multiplayer. Previously, players who wanted multiplayer had to purchase it separately for an additional $10 per month.
In their letter, they said it was wrong to call this a degraded version of the discontinued Game Pass for console subscription. And according to Microsoft, the FTC wasn't concerned about the subscription pricing during the acquisition of the Activision Blizzard court case. However, fans are still scratching their heads about these price changes. Is the addition of multiplayer on the cheapest tier really worth losing day one access to games? Game Pass isn't growing like Microsoft would like it to, and no doubt these changes haven't helped.
This week, we saw the sad news of Humble Games shutting down, but there has now been some mixed messages over what's happening. Originally, it was reported that the publisher closed its doors and the entire 36-person staff were laid off without any warning. And considering they published a game just last week, the shutdown is a bit out of the blue. Then in a statement provided to Game Developer, Humble said, "Nope, not fully shutting down." Instead, the publishing label is just going under a restructure to ensure the stability and support of their developers and ongoing projects.
Interestingly, in a post on LinkedIn, which was shared to X, an art director of UVS Games, Chris Radley, said that it's not a restructuring, but instead a total shutdown of Humble Games. According to Radley, operations have been handed to a third party and there are no staff left. Humble's statement said they were making the transition as smooth as possible for everyone involved, but it's a bit hard to do that when there aren't any staff left.
Stayway Games developer of the farming sim Coral Island have painted a different picture. They now don't have any access to publish fixes or updates to any of their console versions, and their pending Switch launch has been cancelled. In an update published on Kickstarter, community manager Benny Maria said the studio had no idea how they could still push the 1.1 hotfix to consoles with the collapse of Humble Games, and all they could do is offer Switch backers a Steam key. We'll keep you updated with this one.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
The Garden Path is a bite-sized gardening sim designed to be played in little chunks of about 10 to 30 minutes at a time in single player or with your friends. It's got a stunning art style and you can find that on PC on the 30th of July.
Thank Goodness You're Here is a wild game starring Matt Berry and a cast of other incredible UK actors set in a cartoony little town in Yorkshire where you do increasingly odd jobs. Find it on PC, Switch and PlayStation on Yorkshire Day, 1st of August.
Also out on the 1st is the remake of 2002 Star Wars Bounty Hunter. Set between the events of The Phantom Menace and Clone Wars, you play as Jango Fett navigating the galactic underworld. That's coming to all platforms.
And after 16 years, the absolute indie classic World of Goo gets a sequel this week from the original team. If you somehow miss this series, you build little gooey structures with your blobby critters to complete puzzles. Find World of Goo 2 on PC and Switch on the 2nd.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Coletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you enjoyed this show, why not join us on Discord? It's a great place to hang out and you can share the creative things you're working on. Head to sifter.com.au/discord to join the fun. That's sifter.com.au/discord.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Star Wars Outlaws gives you a unique look at a galaxy far, far away, with a focus on the scheming, unforgiving criminal underworld.
I thought when playing originally that Nyx would have been sort of like something I'd use occasionally, but he became pretty integral to the gameplay. You're kind of always like looking at the angles and seeing, well, okay, what can I do over here? How can I cause a distraction? Do I want to set an explosion off over there to draw attention over there? Or do I want to use that explosive barrel to blow up a few enemies? So, you know, there's a quite an interesting variety in the way that you can approach each particular, which I found really fun. When it breaks bad, you're just like, all right, here we go. It's Star Wars time.
So does it deliver on its galactic size potential? Find out on Drop Rate, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.